What?
What's up, my dudes? What's going on, man?
There he is.
Oh. Nice.
What's up, schoolboy?
What up? What up? What up? What's going on? What's happening, guys?
Dude, nice surprise having you in today.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I figured, you know, got a little bit of time between classes. I could come hang out here for a little bit and stuff. Say what's up. What's going on?
So what's the deal? You find a little quiet spot in the, are you in some abandoned classroom? You in the janitor's closet? What's going on?
I'm here. I'm hiding out like in just one of the little random hallways here in class. Like, it looks like this is like a little lounge area over here where the students could go and read or whatever. But, you know, there's a couple of people there. I don't want to disturb them with my big
podcasting
voice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sitting here in the hallway until I got to go to my statistics class in about a half an hour. But I'm here. I'm hanging. You got me for a few minutes. So what's up, guys? Right, what is happening?
What's up? What's up, people? Oh, welcome to Breaking the Mold, episode 97.
Whew.
That's like 1, 2, 3 away from the big triple digits.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We said we were going to quit once we hit 100, right? Just to see if we could try.
Oh, man.
I don't remember that.
No? Oh, must have been a different podcast.
Right. Well, you know, for you, Brian, that's a pretty easy mistake.
Yeah, there's so many, you know. There's so many.
All right, so I guess I'll just move along here and host, unless Jose wants to host. Or has Jose got to keep it on the low key, on the down low? Hey,
you want me to host? You want me to host for a few minutes that I'm here? I'll host.
He can't hang out? You're going to put him to work?
Hey, look, man, that's the way it is.
Let me settle back into the chair. Feels a little warm, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. You guys are keeping it warm for me. So I don't know. Let me see if I remember how to do this. So what's up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Breaking the Mold. We are your Realm of Collectors Tuesday Night Delight here on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. I'm Harrick and BX. It's been a while. Well, I'm Schoolboy BX tonight. It's been a while, guys. So very happy to be here for a few minutes. We just had a Thanksgiving weekend. I know we usually talk about our weekend, see how everybody's doing. And I'm very interested to find out how everybody's holiday went. I know, JD, you had a little gathering in the crib. It was, I think, the first annual Realms Giving, I think Dust was calling it, which was
I think, cool. Yep. I think we dubbed it.
Yep.
Pretty fucking awesome. So, I mean, it was a holiday week. I think a lot of people had a long weekend. You know, Thanksgiving, a time for family and friends and, you know, just good times. So mine was low key. I had to work on Friday, so I couldn't, you know, travel anywhere. I basically had to go to work the next day. But it was a nice low key, you know, Thanksgiving at home. Ate plenty of food. Jasenia freaking hooked it up. It was awesome. You know, her sons came over. We got to chill out, have a good time. How was everybody's weekend? You know what I'm saying? Brian Brink, I'll start with you, brother. How are you?
Oh, man, my weekend was fantastic. It was my I don't know how to say it, but I'll just say my second family. It was just great. I heard that this was all my idea as well. That's what people keep saying.
It was. You're to blame.
Yeah. So.
It's all your
blame
fault.
Brink. Blame Brink. Hashtag blame Brink. I think we got to make that a thing.
Yeah, take the credit. But fortunately,
although I'm not, me. I'm not upset about it at all.
No, yeah, no, it's great. Fantastic. I tell you, JD. No, we always knew you're a lucky guy, but I mean, how much luck can one man have? This gorgeous woman walks into his life, loves his hobby. They have tons of stuff in common. She has great kids. And not only that, well, we knew she could cook, make cookies and whatnot. But, dude, she freaking put on a spread here for us at this Thanksgiving, man. Like, pretty much single-handedly, man. The rest of us are just washing dishes and boiling pasta. But, no, man, she's a dude. And then come to find out, she's like, been doing this for like over 10 years. So she's been cooking Thanksgiving dinners. So,
well, yeah. Since she was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, she was probably 14.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe a little younger.
So I tell you, man, the experience definitely showed. She was fucking great, to is fantastic. Couldn't ask for more.
Looked like a good time, man. Yeah, did you get to see?
You guys had a really good time. Yeah.
Did you actually get to spend time with like your actual blood family on Thanksgiving?
Oh well, I mean, there was that ritual we did in JD's basement that involved blood, so I guess it counts now.
Fuck, I missed out. I missed out.
What's wrong with your soul?
That's awesome. That's awesome. G Money, I know you're in, you know, going through a relocation, lots of things going on behind the scenes with you. How was your holiday? Was it low key? Was it busy? Like, how'd it turn out for you?
No, listen, I'll tell you. So it's good to see you guys because, the last several weeks have just been a bit bit crazy. All really good stuff, like really great stuff. And we're actually in a pretty good spot for the short time we've been in the new house getting settled. But this is going to sound a little sappy, but I'm going to say it anyway. When the realm friendships spill over into real life, so Jisk invited Christine and I up to his family's house. He's about an hour and 10 minutes north of us. And it was really, really awesome time. It was awesome for him and his wife, Sarah, to do that for us. And he had a huge family, his siblings and nieces and nephews and teenagers and children that were like 1 year old being passed around, you know, in terms of just holding. And so it was crazy. It was just chaotic. But the food was outstanding. There was like just crazy amount of it. And, you know, for her and I, it was just a nice chance to be around all that type of like really great, you know, family energy. So it was pretty awesome. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, we did that for the holiday, which was really nice to have something like that to do. Otherwise it would have just been, you know, the two of us hanging out here at the house, you know, just kind of, you know, taking it easy. So
No doubt. And that's actually cool that you're, you know, in your new location, you're actually relatively close to him, that you guys could actually probably hang out on a pretty regular basis, you know, if you guys aren't so busy. So that's awesome to hear. I had no clue that you were actually able to spend time with him and his family. So that's dope.
Yeah. So he's pretty close to me. Nick Brammer is pretty close to me. So I look forward to getting a chance to see him and Kate and stuff at some point. But yeah, it was really cool. It was really good. It was good. I took a drive up there to hang out back in September when I was down on the house hunting trip and stuff. So yeah, it just goes to show you that the hobby can transcend, you know, if you put forth the effort for it. So that was great. That was really good. And then this is, since I'm in between assignments right now, it was really I had work stuff to do, you know, on that Friday, but it was the first time I haven't worked, I guess, you know, in a retail facility for the Thanksgiving weekend. So that was pretty cool. It was a nice little break for that. And then, you know, my old area got, I don't know, 25 inches of snow
between Sunday.
Yep.
I know you're glad to be out of there.
Dude, let me tell you, I've done my fair share many times over the years, right? Between Albany, Connecticut, Chicago, in that environment, but it was nice just not to even have to blink an eye, you know. And I saw pictures, you know, of what it looked like, and I'm like, yep, I feel bad for you, but it's just the beginning up there, you know what I mean? That's just they've got, you know, 90 days of that happening potentially anytime. So more power to them. God bless them.
Yeah. So. Wow. Well, I like what you said, man, considering, you know, about the holiday and realm and how it sort of transcends just what we do here, having a shared interest in similar hobbies and whatever, and how, you know, over time, guys like us and other members become like family, where you're actually going, you know, to another guy's house, you know, to spend, you know, a very special holiday with them. You know what
Seriously.
I'm saying? It's the power of the realm, like Dust likes to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's incredible how friendships could blossom into something like that, how strangers could become friends and then become family.
It's family.
Exactly. And I've always said this, you know, just like you guys here in the panel, I said this to Dust, the very first event I went to. Whenever we have a show or an activity, you know, we try and encourage other people. It's like, you know, paths would not necessarily cross in life organically, right? Without the interest. And it's only, it's anything else. I think you get out of it what you put into it, you know? And I don't know. It was a great opportunity. So we're super appreciative of that. So,
it's
so it was a great weekend.
I think, you know, I'm just trying to think back, and I think this is my first Thanksgiving not being with my, you know, actual immediate family. That's pretty wild. And dude, I'll take this.
Anytime, you'll take it, you know? Take it any day, right? You probably had a better time with the fucking realm than with your own family. Well, I don't mean to say it like that and shit, yeah. But you know, when you hear with people that you know when you bullshit, I'm sorry for the noise if you could hear that coming through the background, but I mean, you know what it is. We've hooked up so many times. We've had so many good times that you know what that's like already. So like, I want other people that might be watching or listening that doesn't really know, I mean, get into it. Because like it really truly is an incredible thing, like when it's actually happening. And I mean, look at that. You know, Gary spending time with Jisk, you know, you spending time at JD's. And perfect segue actually, like into that, what Gary was just saying. I mean, JD and Chan opened up their home to other members, anybody from the realm that wanted to come through and spend Thanksgiving with them. And they did a whole big thing at their house. So JD, I mean, the first realm's giving, as I said, how was it? I know Brink came through. I know Dust Mites was there. I think I saw New York Mike in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
Just an incredible thing for you guys to do, to open up your home, share your food, and basically just sharing the good times, the family times that you would normally spend with family, but spending it with the extended realm family. So how did that turn out over this past weekend?
Spectacular. Thank you, Brink. It was.
You're welcome.
It was. Yeah. I mean, we had a blast. She was just rocking out in the kitchen, doing what she loves to do, and, you know, everybody's in and out, you know, helping, carrying stuff in and out of the dining room, and snacking, and everybody brought something, and, yeah, just good times hanging out. I mean, it was a long week. I mean, we spent the previous week kind of cleaning up the dining room, so it was actually usable. She finished painting, not only the stairwell, like the third floor stairwell, but the living room as well. Like it was like half done. I kind of helped her, I guess. Not much. She did most of the work, but, yeah. And then Monday and Tuesday, Rogue War 77 and his wife came through. They were spending time with some friends in, Exton, I guess. Exton, PA. It's about an hour or so away from here. And so we hung out with those two Monday and Tuesday. They got their first tattoos, which was pretty fun. Hung
nice. Out in the
shop all day on Tuesday. They left, and not shortly after, you know, Wednesday rolls around, and Dustin Bryan are rolling in the driveway, and It was on.
That's cool.
New York Mike came the next day, and my mom was here, and Chan's dad was here, and all the kids were here, and it was awesome. It was great. It was a great time, just all around.
Yeah, dude. Hey, shout out.
So, JD, who lost the most? Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say, shout out to Chan's kids for being good sports on. Taking all the getting picked on all weekend. That was
kind of funny. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask. I said, so who lost the most money on the Mortal Kombat tournament?
Yeah, I don't think we really had anything going on. There was a lot of, and I ain't doing that, man. I'm going to get my ass kicked. You know, there was a lot of that.
I wouldn't have put any money down on that. I'm more of a Street Fighter guy myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll bust ass in Street Fighter. So,
but it was fun. And then we tried to do it again Sunday, but just one of the guys that I work with stopped over, and of course all the kids were still here, and so just hung out, ate lots of food, leftovers, and all that stuff. Dust made lasagna rolls. Oh,
that sounds amazing.
So good.
They were good.
It was so good. And nice. Like everything. I mean, I'm gonna reiterate what Brink said. I am the luckiest man alive. But I mean, she spoils the shit out of me. I can't complain. I can't. I just enjoy it and try and kick back everything that I can, you know.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. I mean, that's what it's about, dude. It's about spending time and having a good time with the people that you consider family. Like I see, you know, Brink, I can't see anybody in the chat squad right now, but I saw guys like Josh and others basically saying that they consider the realm like a second family. They consider us like family. And that's always a great thing to hear that people feel like that with what we're doing here. It makes us feel that like whatever we're doing here from week to week is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So, and events like that, like what you held in your home, just prove it. You know what I'm saying? Like the events that we go to, all these toy shows that we love to go to and hang out at, you know, it just further proves the power of the realm. Like, and if you're in here, you get to know each other. Again, eventually it becomes like family. So I'm very, very happy to hear that it was a successful weekend and you guys had a good time. Dom, can you hear me, brother? I'm here. Can I?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, dude? How was your weekend, man?
It was good. It was good. Went to Long Island and spent time with my family there on Thursday. And Friday, we spent it here in Jersey with mine. So did a great, you know, it was great. The traffic was miserable driving back out of Long Island. But, you know, usually, typically, that's what happens when you're driving in that area. So around these holiday times. So
traffic was even bad. Was it Thursday night? It was bad.
Yeah, driving back. Damn. Thursday night. Yeah, it was horrible. I think we ended up like staying at my staying a little later. Like we didn't leave until like 10:45 at night. But my sister-in-law left like maybe 2 hours ahead of us, and she was stuck in like 3 hours worth of traffic. And we got about two hours worth of traffic, but like, you know, not as bad as what she hit. So. Because it all depends on when you hit that sweet spot and get through.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, you always expect traffic to be like during the holidays. And then the extra, you know, of it is that you expect people to be drinking. So you're even more on guard because you don't know if some motherfucker's going to be out there on the road.
And if anybody drove the Southern State or the Belt Parkway, there's no shoulders. So once somebody gets in an accident, there's no pulling over or there's no room for whether you just basically are staying in the lane that you're in. And then you just, it's a three car lane. So it's one lane goes away. You're fucked. So,
with no lube.
It's ate a lot. Of course. There's so many left. Like she has so much leftovers. And my, when we had Friday, we did it at my parents' house and they had a lot of leftovers too. So it was just a ton of food. And then you get the typical, like everybody's doing the doggy bag and trying to get the food out. Like, you know, when you ever host a party, you don't want the food staying in your house. So it's like,
nope.
Or you don't want to take anything with you. Come on.
Take
a plate. Take it along.
You got whole fucking pies left and shit.
Yeah. My girl gave her son so much food like after they came and ate, and we still had a lot, you know what I'm saying? So let me ask you that, because I saw like a video. It was like one of these like little funny videos that you see on Facebook nowadays, but how long do you guys generally tend to go for the leftovers? Like after that Thursday, after Thanksgiving Day, like what's tomorrow, your cutoff as far as the leftovers?
Tomorrow's my last night. So.
You're extra.
Wednesday. I go till this Wednesday, so
you're taking it a week.
I still got some chicken marsala left over, so I might just eat whatever I can got Italians, man. You know?
That's great. The fucking video I saw was like, okay, all right. So Thursday you eat, right? It's Thanksgiving, and then Friday that's probably when the food is at its best, right? As far as like leftovers. Then they're like Saturday, like okay. Sunday, you're pushing it. They're like Monday, you're bugging.
Yeah.
you're going to tomorrow.
it all depends, dude. Like if you're like turkey tends to dry out. So if you can't keep that shit moist and you know somewhat, you know that fucking dries out real quick. But then like your sweet potatoes and your mashed potatoes, like you know regular potatoes are getting kind of you know. Kind of questionable after 3 days, so
yeah, the potatoes get mealy. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Like,
you got to find something to do with the turkey, though. Like my family will make like a turkey soup or make turkey enchiladas or something. You know,
Yeah, she actually, we wouldn't have even had turkey this year if I wasn't like insistent on it. You know, like sometimes, you know, with us Spanish families, sometimes you either get the turkey for Thanksgiving or they just make a pork shoulder, which we call penne, you know. So that's what Jesse said she was going to make. She's like, I'm going to make some penne, some maro con gandules, you know, my macaroni salad. I'm like, yo, we're not, no turkey. She's like, nah. Like, she's like, who eats turkey? And I'm like, yeah, we don't eat turkey, but Thanksgiving is the time to eat turkey, you know? Yeah. So we wound up just getting like a turkey breast, so it wasn't excessive, you know what I'm saying? Just to have like the taste of it and stuff. And then you're right, like with the leftovers, it gets boring if you're just gonna eat the same shit. So you sort of just gotta figure out what to do with it. She hooked it up, man. She made some fucking awesome Cuban sandwiches that Friday after, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty slamming.
Wow, and, turkey Cubans. That's
well, cool. Well, turkey with the penne, which is the pork. And
oh, you had both? Yeah, turkey and the pork?
Yep, and we put, you know, we had some ham, we had some cheese, you know what I'm saying? We just did it all, and she wound up getting one of those, like, French the penne French baguettes, those baguettes or whatever. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Baguette. You know, it's sort of like Italian bread, but not. But it, you know, it was slamming. It was pretty slamming. So we made good use of the leftovers. But like by Sunday, we were done. We weren't trying to touch that shit anymore. So I'm glad to hear that everybody had a good time, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. I love seeing, like, you know, Dust going live in the realm with some videos and some pictures. You know, so that was just awesome to see. It's just good to see everybody just enjoying their time together and stuff, you know. With Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, of course, infamous Black Friday, did any of you guys attempt to do any shopping, whether in stores or online? Like, how did Black Friday turn out for you guys?
Yeah, our Black Friday was kind of fun. We sat around. Actually, it was the you know, midnight, the night before.
Yeah.
Waiting for all the online Johns to put all their shit on, you know. At midnight, it starts our Black Friday sale. So, you know, everybody was, we're all sitting around bullshitting. These guys are drinking beers and, you know, just surfing the web, seeing what deals we could find on some toys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was, oh, yeah. That was good stuff. I tell you, man, we stayed up way too late. I think it's like they're staying up, checking out deals while we're waiting for the Mandalorian to drop, and then decided to.
So wait, you stayed up until 6 a.m?
Till almost till 3.
Yeah, it was almost like 3. Oh.
You're just fucking wow. Just refreshing fucking Disney Plus every second to see what the new episode's
Jesus.
Well, I was supposed to drop at 3 a.m., right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was a few minutes late, I noticed, because I did wake up, because I went to bed a little bit, or like 2:30. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to watch it tomorrow. But and then I woke up, and it was not there, and then I woke up again at like 3:10 or whatever. I was like, oh, there it is. And then I got up to pee, and I did happen to walk by Chan and JD's bedroom when I heard The Mandalorian on the TV, but those two were sound asleep.
No, oh, I thought you were about to say you walked by their bedroom and you heard something else.
Right.
Bounce, ka-pow-ow. And we were trying to be respectful of everyone's ear holes, you know.
Yeah, I did the opposite. Like my couple, I would say about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, you know, my girlfriend's mom came and spent the weekend because they went to some like makeup event in the city. And yeah, she went to lay down like around like 10 p.m. I think, like on a Friday or Saturday night. And yeah, around midnight, like I just grabbed Jesse in the living room and we did our thing. No fucks given.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. It sort of made it more exciting knowing her mom was fucking sleeping in the bedroom for some reason. I don't know. It was weird.
I mean, at that point, you know, I'll put a tip jar out, and you know what I mean. It can be pay per view from that point on. Oh,
damn! Why didn't I think of that? You guys, so you just gave me an idea for next time, JD.
I mean, we all know nobody's here to see me, so leave it at that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Did anybody else do anything? Like, I know I was searching, and you know the regular websites, BBTS, CF Source, all that sort of offering their online, you know, deals throughout the week. And then I think that day, that Friday, it just sort of like opened the floodgates, like pretty decent prices on some of the stuff that I was seeing. But it was like stuff that, you know, not really interested in anymore. So like, cool that people could sort of, you know, get those deals. And as we always say here in the realm, and I believe there's a t-shirt available now, patience saves pockets. Right. Mm-hmm. Go to realmofcollectors.com to order yourself one. But I mean, it's very tempting, but as far as me, like in the stuff that I've been collecting, there was just nothing really. I was tempted by some things, but I didn't really pull the trigger on anything, you know?
Yeah, well, Jose, I know you have to probably go soon, but I saw a lot of Siege on sale, and of course you've been chasing that stuff down as it comes out. Any is that going to change your habits at all? Be like, maybe I should wait.
You know what, I'm actually thinking about it. I was going and thinking about that today, because I saw, you know, with the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals, like some of these Amazon exclusives that were like $50 or like $30, $35. Like the Jetfire that was $80 is $55. Like some of these deluxes are like $11, $12. Mirage Impact is $15. So I'm like, yeah, like I've been getting them as they come out, but I'm like, I'm fucking stupid. I should just wait. but then you just never know. Like, it's like,
exactly. Yeah, you really
stuff later, you know, like, are you, I mean, with the retail stuff, I'm sure you'll find it, but I'm just that type that it's like, I fucking want it now, so I don't mind paying the full price, but maybe I should reconsider. I probably would have saved like $100 if I would have waited for this weekend, you know? So I don't know, it might be something that I'm gonna have to look at in the future.
But how are you supposed to know too, you know?
Exactly. Yep, I mean,
you can't predict that, you know, that's how it's gonna go down.
It's true. Oh, yeah. You can't, but I think looking at the past 2 years of Black Friday sales, like, I'm really starting to kick myself, because now I'm seeing 2 years straight stuff that I bought being on sale. It's like everything's always in stock, or it comes back in stock, mm-hmm. you know, magically this time of year. So I'm just like, oh, you know, it just bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of it, like, it's not only the price, but some of it, like, I spent a lot of time trying to hunt stuff down because I was afraid it was going to go out of stock, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like, in the past, I probably would have been a little more upset about it. But at this point, I'm like, you know what? I just kind of funded them so that they could do this for other people that didn't have the chance to get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at trying to justify it, trying to put it in a lighter perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No regrets on my end, man. Like, it's nice to save some money and save a buck. But hey, like, I paid the full price, but I've been able to enjoy it the past 6 weeks, 2 months and stuff, and didn't have to wait. So, you know, sure. That's the trade off.
You could be that guy. Like, I got it first.
I got it first. Not that that means really dick, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, if you're enjoying it, then that's what counts. And guys, fuck, man, this was fun, but yeah, I gotta go.
All right.
So
some stuff.
I'll be back in a couple of weeks, guys. Classes are almost over. Semester's over in a couple of weeks, so you'll be seeing my ugly mug on a regular basis very, very soon. All right. Have a good show.
That was great, man.
That was great.
That was cool.
Surprise right there.
Yep.
So did anybody get anything?
Who wants to go first? What you got, Gary? What'd you get?
No, so nothing Black Friday related, but I was in a weird place because you guys have heard the story. Like,
yeah, you went to Florida.
No, listen, it's glorious, Dom. It's glorious here. Let me tell you. No, but, you know, so my collecting, right, when we were the last little over a year, almost a year and a half, it was kind of like in a hiatus status. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm really permanent, I feel good. I got some new display stuff. I got a few things out. So I felt empowered, if I did want to buy something, to buy it, not have to think about, you know, packing it, moving it, and all that kind of stuff again. So I had a lot of fun just like looking, but I actually didn't end up buying anything specifically. I found the carbonized Mandalorian at Target, you know, because when you move, you're like in a, yeah, I only had one. I would have bought all of them if there were more. But, you know, we're like in Target and Walmart like every other day. you know, just with house stuff. So I'd found that like the first week when we got down here, and I was pretty content, you know, and happy with that for now. So it was, but I did do a lot of looking, you know, just look and see, and some of the Amazon pricing was tempting on some of the Black Series and Marvel Legends and stuff like that. You know, that was a little bit tougher to find. All of a sudden it's there and it's, you know, being delivered to your house if you want it like next day. So, but it did get me excited again, just the kind of the shopping piece, just because, like I said, I can think a bit more permanently for some of the display stuff, you know, so that's cool.
It is exciting.
It's energized me again. So,
Did you look for any Black Friday deals on house things? New couch? Third garage?
Third garage. Well, we did. I don't know if, right, it's how legit is it? You know, the week before, we had gone and got some new furniture for the living room and stuff. And it was potentially part of the Black Friday, you know, like on the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So I don't know, whatever. So I guess that could count.
All right. It was all half price a week later after you bought it.
Yeah, they just basically, you know, it was priced with a 6 in front, and they flipped it over to a 9. And then when I got there, they said, no, this is too much. And they flipped it back to the original 6, you know. And I was like, oh, sold. What a great deal.
Oh.
No, but I did make another purchase. It's not Black Friday, really. I got a new car, which is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I did that on Sunday, so that was pretty cool. But it wasn't really related to Black Friday stuff.
New house, new car. Look at you, man.
Yeah. Well, I gave. This is kind of boring. I gave. I say gave, but you know, this is one of the few states where your spouse can drive a demo car. So I, you know, let Christina take the demo car, and I was driving my Jeep, and I'm like, I think I'm just too old for this every day. It was a fun, you know, once in a while car. So I'm like, I'm going to go swap this out and get something different.
And so, this is the Jeep that you are so excited to unpack, so to speak, when you got down there.
I was. I got all the I've never been so happy. This is like on a tangent. I don't want to take the whole conversation. But listen, I was so excited once I got my Florida plates, and I was able to go take the New York plates off and the New York inspection sticker and get it to the car wash and just get it all the remnants of New York, you know, all off of it.
The layers, salt.
Dude, it was just so like, it felt so good to do. And then I felt bad because I was, you know, now this is an inanimate object, but I'm in the business. So I have an attachment to vehicles sometimes more than the average person. It's just too hard to drive every day. You know, it's
like, we're all here because we have attachments to inanimate objects.
True. That's true. JD. No, you're right. I appreciate that. You're right. It's good validation.
I like how Gary like washes all the funk off his car. And he's like, wow, it's in perfect shape to sell now.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it's exactly how it happened, Brian. I was like, so I'm working out of a temporary facility that just does, you know, purchases and stuff. And I was down there and I was like, hey, you know, let me just get it appraised to see. And then I got a really, you know, a very super fair offer on it. I'm like, oh, let me just look online and see what, you know, what we've got in inventory for stuff. And, you know, and then in typical collector fashion, it's like, yeah, I can't just, you know, you escalate your purchase, I guess, and rationalize it. So
I can't just get the base model.
So, well, that's it, you know. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I don't have to deal with snow anymore, right? Who needs all wheel drive? I don't need, you know, I don't need fuel efficiency. So let me go the exact opposite range. But that's okay. It's good. Christina's happy. I'm happy with it. So that's cool.
Hey, Dom, what'd you get?
Not much Black Friday. I did purchase some things on Amazon for Cyber Monday. There was like you said, there's a couple Amazon exclusives that dropped some prices down, so I jumped on those. But not much. Like I stayed away. I was on the trigger in regards to buying that. They had a GameStop had a bundle package for the Fallen Order Jedi game with the console. It was like $200.
Is that a Switch?
No. It was an Xbox, or I think it was Xbox. It was an Xbox bundle. With $200, you get the Fallen Order game plus an Xbox S, not the pro version. I think that's an X, or something. Yeah. So, but they did have an X version where they was selling the game and the X, but it was like $350 or $360. So, But I was thinking to myself, do I really need another Xbox?
And yes.
So, but the game, like, because the game itself, like, it's a pretty good deal because the game itself runs like what, $60, JD, right? So
yeah.
So, but I was like,
Super Deluxe is like, I think like 80. Yeah, I pre-ordered it. It was 80, and it had the Black Series figure too.
Oh yeah, the Purge Trooper, yeah. Yeah. So, I kind of stayed away from GameStops because I knew if I rolled up in a GameStop on a Friday, on that Friday, I probably would have bought it. But mm-hmm. I stayed away. And then thank God I had, like, you know, I had a party to get to at my mom's house. So I really didn't venture off and go hunting. But like, most of this stuff was gone. Like, any of the stuff that we're looking for. It's not like back in the old days, they like stocked the shit out of the shelves and piled shit on top. And, like, you know, they got the fucking flashes still out in the hall, you know, in the aisle with a bunch of boxes all over the place. It's not like that anymore. So it's like, you know, the whatever came out, like the Turtles were gone, like everything was gone. So it was hard to get it because everything came out like that Monday. I think like a new wave of like what Star Wars came out that Monday and the Turtles from NECA came out the beginning of the week. So it's like by Friday, everything was gone. If anything mm-hmm. was interesting. I think even some of those exclusive Walmart Black Series figures came out too the beginning of the week. So, and they were disappearing. So
yeah, they were, they had a, today's date was a release for
the exclusives. Yeah.
Who else is the exclusive for Walmart besides Jedi Luke?
It's Yoda.
Ghost Yoda.
Yeah,
Ghost
Yoda. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but
does anyone even want that the old Yoda now? Any day after seeing the baby?
I mean,
after seeing the child.
Yeah.
Come on. No, I'm kidding.
I'm surprised. Like, you know that. I understand why they did it, and the merchandise is not available until the end of, you know, until third quarter next year, first quarter next year, but it would have been a fucking bang buster for fucking Baby Yoda to be out in the market for Christmas.
Yeah, from what I understand, they're supposed to have stuff available for Christmas.
Yeah, but like, I think it was like, I think they're having like coffee mugs made up or something. It's just simple right. shit.
There's still 22 shopping days left.
But and as far as like, I haven't like heard what the hot toy is for the holiday yet. You know what's fine. You know, no Hatchimals this year, I guess. Or
dude, damn, I don't think there is one.
Yeah, I don't think there is one. So,
which is hilarious because I just watched that episode of The Office. I don't know if you guys were, Dwight buys the princess unicorns and it's like selling them. It was just on the other day.
I was funny. I came across a video that was like going down like the years of like what years and what toy like really caused the holiday mayhem, like the Tickle Me Elmo, the Hatchimals, and I Furbies. I think Star Wars was one of them when they first came out. They offered that pack, that cardboard pack that you had to sign up, and the figures didn't come.
Yeah, the early
until like the following. the following year.
So can I tell a story about that? It might make myself look a little bad real quick. But this is like 10 years ago, right? 10, 11, it's like 2008, you know, that when the economy, right, and the fuel prices and things were in a tough spot. Do you guys remember those little Zuzu Pet hamster things? Did you ever hear those things?
Yep.
And I had researched, read some articles about those were former, I believe, Mattel and Hasbro employees that got together. And then
did them.
Yeah. And I'd been reading about them in the summer. I was like, oh, I should keep my eyes open for these things because they were inexpensive. They were like $6 or $7. And it was one of those things where you could find some of the sets and stuff, but you couldn't find the actual hamsters. And when they would show up, they would sell out. So I ended up buying them when I would see them that fall, like August and September, because I'm like, how big of a risk could it be? And, so yeah, I sold some on eBay. I hooked up a lot of coworkers with it. And I think that was the best part was one of my really good friends worked for the same company as I do. His two stepdaughters ended up wanting them. So in other words, he was making fun of me because he's like, oh, you're just like Dwight. Cause that was the year that that episode was like airing on The Office, like real time. I think he's like, you're just like him. You're just trying to scalp these Christmas things. And I'm like, Bob, listen, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. And then it was literally like two weeks later, his wife, who I was also friends with, was like going all over the place looking for these things. So he came to me. He's like, Gary, I really need your help. He's like, I'd like to buy two of your hamsters, please. I was like, absolutely, Bob. You can here. I'd like to take them. It's just funny.
Well, no, I think this year's Christmas excitement is all about Dyer Rugger. I think that's this year's Dyer Rugger. Kids lining up in front of their computers trying to get one, you know.
I
think Disney did a good job in regards to releasing Frozen at this particular time, because anything Frozen in the fucking, I see Frozen products all over the fucking place, and Toy Story is still filled up with fucking shit on the, I like to see if like once, like one, I don't know when they're going to do the push. I think it's like the 12th. I think December 12th, they're going to, I think it's Targets are going to be doing a whole Star Wars release for the movie. So like where they have the Disney stuff, they're going to have like a big Star Wars release.
Right. Like right when you walk in the door there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So like, you know how they have it right now set up for Frozen.
It's stuff? All Frozen stuff. Yeah.
So I think the 12th is like a Saturday, I think.
Thursday.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, I think,
man, that's coming up quick.
Yeah. Yep. So they're doing like a big push and like, for the Star Wars movie. So see that
like
coming
a week
to
away.
Your stores. Yeah.
So 16 days away.
Are you?
Oh, well, the toys are a week away.
Yeah, well, in the movie, I mean, the movie's, well,
the 20th like is it coming out? The 20th? Yep.
19th. Yeah. The 19th at night is when the
first you're showing it.
So are you more excited, less excited, or equally excited for this movie as you were for the Mandalorian series?
I'm getting excited for the new. I'm this as the weeks go like as the weeks go by. I'm getting excited for the new movie. I wasn't like a week ago. I would say 2 weeks ago when Mandalorian started, I wasn't really excited, but as I approach it quickly and seeing some of the TV spots when I'm watching TV, I'm getting a little bit more excited to see what's going on.
Yeah. It's exactly the same. It's like Mandalorian. I'm like, fuck, this is just weeks away. Holy shit. I'm starting to get a little anxious and
those TV spots are awesome. Like, one is the duel, like they do a duel one that's like kind of like they have the music playing from the episode one when they were like, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn is battling Darth Maul to do the fates. That they had that music going, and I'm like, fuck yeah. Like it gets you excited. That's the purpose of those TV spots, but you know. It's definitely getting I wasn't feeling like I would ever get excited for this movie, but as the weeks go by, like I'm getting very excited.
That's cool.
I've been super super excited, but not about the Mandalorian or Rise of Skywalker. I've been playing the
Fallen Order, right?
Jedi Fallen Order, and I actually beat it the other night. And I'm really, really sad that it's over. Aww. But it is a beautiful game. The story is fucking amazing. Of course, the gameplay is a little tough if you're not used to that kind of thing. But I love a fucking challenge. There's some frustrating parts, but once you get the hang of it, man, that game is so awesome. It's so great. It's so beautiful to watch. Like to look at, and then just playing through the story, and it's good stuff. I love it.
What part of timeline does that game take place in?
So it's like 5 years after Order 66.
Whoa. Oh wow, okay, that's kind of
cool. Yeah, yeah, yep. It's good. I'm not gonna give anything away, but
I'm hoping during the winter break, like I can get a couple days where I can just. I'm going to buy the game and just, you know, play it. try to see if I can get into it a little bit further than other games that I've played and then just gave up on. So
I'm hoping over the winter break somebody puts all the cutscenes on YouTube. So
I'm pretty sure. There is stuff that happens like during the game, though.
Well, I'll watch the full walkthrough. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love watching Let's Plays. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, you probably already find cutscenes.
Yes.
Hey, so back on topic real quick. Yes, I wanted to ask you guys, JD, by chance, did you pick up anything obscure for Black Friday?
Yeah, I got a few things. Some of them I can't talk about.
Okay.
Ooh.
I did get the NECA quarter scale shredder for $80.
Nice.
Yeah, I got some pretty good deals on the Megalopolis site.
Dude, they had some killer deals. I was even
looking last night. They had some really good deals.
Yeah.
And then I not really a deal, but I got the exclusive, what's his name? The Mandalorian. The heavy Mandalorian guy from
Best Buy.
Oh, the Beskar. Yeah. Best Buy.
Yeah. Same you night.
Beskar. Someone said Beskar.
Beskar.
Beskar Buy.
Mm-hmm. Beskar Buy. Yep.
Oh.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So I wanted to just go into the discount enablement experience real quick. So so Friday, I'm at JD's house. This is Friday, right, JD? We did this? No, Saturday.
It was Thursday. What? Thursday? Yeah, Thursday night.
Was it Thursday night? I feel like it was Friday day, maybe. Anyway, I'm still scouring. Like, I'm looking, right? Oh, maybe it wasn't. No, it had to be. How long were we there? Did we leave on Saturday?
We left on Friday. No, you left on Friday.
Okay.
It was like 6 or so on Friday.
Okay, so this might have been Friday morning. I don't remember. But, you know what? Maybe Black Friday sales started. Well, it doesn't
started
matter.
We were scouring at midnight the night before.
So anyway, I, of course, am looking at toys, right? Because speaking of just getting bombarded with deals, like I cleaned out a good part of my inbox yesterday, and I've got 50 emails in one day, and it's all, and I haven't looked at them yet, but I'm sure it's all last chance to save and buy things that you don't need. But anyway, so I've been on this Marvel kick. Yeah, Disney Plus to me has been all about Marvel for the most part, with some Star Wars shoved in there on Fridays, right? And so I'm looking at my shelf and I'm like, I don't have any representation of the Ragnarok movie, which I do not like. Sorry, Gary.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
But it's like, I'm looking at the deals, the Facebook sellers, stuff like that. It's like, hey, look, Ragnarok Hulk, the Mezco version, super good discount. The figure arts Thor. And I'm like, I'm looking at it, just debating. I'm like, do I do it? I mean, it's there. It's on sale. Didn't you guys have this problem? Like, when stuff's on sale and it's stuff that you kind of wanted, but you talked yourself out of it a long time ago, and then it's back. And no? Anybody? Have
this issue? I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Sometime. I didn't that night. It was, on the Megalopolis site, one of the items I was trying to get sold out.
Yeah.
What was that one, JD?
I can't say what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
But fortunately, Dust is like, that annoying noise that comes over your connection when we podcast. Why don't you get yourself a friggin' laptop? I'm like, dude, I'm not in the mindset.
Oh, wow.
I'm not in the mindset to research computers. And then it's like, I got an email from Best Buy. All right, let me look at it. I'm like, I think this might work. And then it turns out it's like, I can only go pick it up. Oh, it's out of stock everywhere near me, everywhere out of stock near JD. And I'm like, all right, let me find the model number and go look on Amazon. It's like, it's only $50 more at Amazon. It's still a great deal. And then I'm like, this won't work with my stuff. It's like, let me figure out real quick what I need to buy to make it work. So here I am. I was like, and I actually bought a new computer, which is right there because I still don't have my things hooked up for it yet. But I'm still waiting on that to be delivered. But I mean, but still, it's very, very, you know, when you're Black Friday shopping for things like that, you know, you're kind of up against the clock, right? Because it's like, this is how many are left. And you're like, I haven't made my decision if I'm going to buy it yet, you know, kind of thing. It's very stressful. Oh, but, you know, I want to bring up last night in the hangout after the show, you know, post-show hangouts are very conducive to spending money. I was in the hangout with Tyler and Eric B. I think Josh was in. I can't remember who else was there now. But I go on the Megalopolis website. I'm like, all right, let me go through all the emails, see who I haven't looked at yet. And I look, and they've got stuff there that I've just like purchased in the last month at like 50% off. I'm like, God damn it. But you know, the Megalopolis, so I don't want it to be a Megalopolis commercial, but anyway, you go to their website, and the thing is, when you add stuff to their cart, they have this thing at the top that says, this, how much is left until you get free shipping? And I'm like, this is fucking genius. So I'm like, all right, let me add this. And they're like, you still have this much left until you get free shipping. Like, yeah, let me add this. Let me add this. And I got it down to a point where I was only $19 away, but I had already put everything in my cart that I actually kind of wanted. And I was like,
I kind of wanted.
You know, they had the latest Black Series stuff, but they didn't have Cara Dune. They didn't have the Mandalorian. But I was like, oh, they got the Jawas and everything. And it's so weird because I'm like, all right, I'm about to spend, you know, how much of this frivolously do I? I couldn't bring myself to spend $19 frivolously to get that free shipping. So I just closed the thing and turned it off.
Oh.
I was really proud. I was kind of proud of myself though, but I mean, I quickly fall into traps like that. I mean, there were Transformers. I don't even collect anything beyond Masterpiece that much anymore. And there's like Transformers for good deals. Did you guys see someone had like the Make Toys Hardhead and the
TF Source. Yeah, Josh brought that up. Yeah,
yeah.
The Buster Skywing, Brian, that we saw at TFCon. Like, yeah. It was like $60. I didn't, but I was really tempted.
I pulled the trigger on that at lunch.
Good yesterday. For you. I'm glad.
So that one was one. That was like,
was it the black one or the white one?
The white one.
Yeah, but that was the perfect one. I was like, that's something I've always wanted, but I just couldn't do it.
That's cool. I can live through you. You can get it.
All right.
Gary, you put out the email on the was the Ghostbuster Prime, right? You were like, how much was the retail?
I was just curious, you know, because no, you're right. No, it's true. It's fair because I saw, you know, and look, you know, I've had people show that thing in the groups and stuff like that. But it was just, it's good to know like what the baseline is too, right? Because you see those memes of like, oh, you know, about the inflated Black Friday stuff, kind of. The other one that tempted me and I didn't, Brian, is that one giant Prime.
Oh, you should have did it.
For like $143 MBBTS. You know what I mean? Yeah, that one, just because it was the actual red and blue regular Prime. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I have this new bookcase. Yeah, I had this this new display I got has a lot of shelf space and it's really sturdy. But it's like the top shelf, I'm kind of looking at it now, has tons of space for like really big items. I'm sticking to myself. I'm like, that would fit really well up there.
Dude, you'd love that, Gary.
Be sturdy enough, you know? But I was like,
it would look great next to your Hot Toys Hulkbuster.
So I let it go.
But it's like, you know, when I saw those Headmasters, I'm like, Fans Toys is releasing Fort Max. I'm like, this is perfect. It's right here. Like, I should get these to coincide with that, even though I have no place to put that. And I don't even know if I'm buying that yet. Yes, I am. But anyways, you know, I was just looking for ways to justify. It's like, oh, look, maybe I'll get into this line now. I can't afford not to buy this thing at such a great price.
I think that's what, like, Megalopolis was trying to get people. Like, lines that you never thought you would get yourself into with regards to retail prices, but when they drop them 50% off, you can like buy the whole first two waves for the price of one. And you're like, that's where it gets dangerous because you can like get into a wave or get into some lines that are good discounted prices, and you're buying 16 figures at, you know, and then you're like, oh my God, I guess I'm collecting Black Series.
Right. Or like I love the Nolan films, but it's like, I don't have the Nolan figures. Right. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, there they are. It's like, maybe I do need these, you know, I don't know. But then I'd get them and be like, I don't need these. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it'd be an interesting discussion, because I find myself getting into these traps.
I will say, Brian, I'm also guilty at times of, especially on Amazon, of putting stuff in the cart and then pausing, you know, and like leaving it alone for a little while and then going back to check. And sometimes stuff's gone. You know what I mean? You get the message that says, oh, update for item in your cart, you know, from the seller. And I'm not disappointed. You know, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm kind of like, oh, that worked okay, you know.
I did exactly that, Gary. I put a couple of the exclusive Marvel Legends sets that they had in my cart in Amazon, and I'm like, okay, these are the six that I would want. And I put it in the cart, and I, like, every hour I'll go back and refresh to see if anyone sold out or something. And so none of them were, and then all of a sudden one did, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I should have hit it. bought it. And, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, I went to check onto BBTS and see if they had it, and they do. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. So, but like it was in the back of my mind all night. And I saw that, like, they were smart. They had that little counter on top telling you how many more hours were left.
Right.
So, like, I think at 12:30 last night, I was like, fuck it. I just went to my car and I paid it out and I checked out
on
the four things.
Okay, so you went and got those, and then you had to go chase down the other one that was at regular price.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's still at regular price. Yeah, a discount. I think BBTS has it 20% off, but, like, you know, I'm sure it'll get further discounted. It wasn't part of their Black Friday sales, but, like, you know, they were already clearancing, like, you know, discounting it 20% on their website. So I said, you know what, I'll keep my eye on it, and if it goes down any lower, I'll buy it. But, like, the original price was, like, I think it's like $70, and they Amazon had it for like I think it was like $40 or $35. So I was like, and then all of a sudden it sold out, and I was like, fuck, I should have picked it up. Thanks. Knowing, because I'm sure you all guys do this, because I put a bunch of shit on my Amazon cart, and I just keep an eye on it and see what prices are. When I go up, I'll refresh and see if prices drop and go down.
It's funny though, because this was a while back, but this might have been like the last Halloween we were getting ready for. And Chan was showing me, oh yeah, I'll just add this to my Amazon cart. And like, I saw the little icon for her cart, and it had like, it was some ridiculous number, like 385 items. Oh, and I'm like, God. Holy fuck. Like, what are you buying? How many, what is going on? And she's like, no, I just go through and pick out what I want. And then I like truly check out. I'm like, oh,
so okay. Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I exactly do.
Yeah.
Did you guys know,
like, these are just here so I know what I wanted? And when a good deal pops up, I can get it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't know if it works on Amazon, but there's a lot of like online retailers that if you do that and you put something in your cart and you leave it, and it goes like 12 or 24 hours, you know, you get that email that says, oh, it looks like you, sure, you know, didn't finish your purchase. Yep. You can get a coupon many times.
Yeah. Chosen Prime does send, like, when you put something in your cart and you don't check out, and like later on, if like a couple hours go by, they'll send you an email and say, oh, by the way, you didn't check out.
No, like, right. No. So they'll do so that. But many times you can get a coupon at the same, you know what I mean? So the retailer might send you that reminder email, and then, you know, you can get like a digital 10% off coupon or stuff like that. Not so much like the toy online collectible stores, but just like regular, you know, retail stuff. Like if you're doing anything like Kohl's, I don't think Target does it. I've seen some other retailers that do. I know, I think Bed Bath & Beyond has done it for my wife. Or is it Bed Bath & Beyond? I don't know, where she buys the candles from when she gets like those like big discount coupons and stuff. And then like eight candles show up in a box one day or something crazy.
Crate and Barrel?
No. Oh, she loves that store though. It's dangerous. Dude, yeah. Oh, let me just – we went to the Sarasota Mall just – It's a very nice upscale mall, but I'm in trouble, man, because they have Crate and Barrel, they have Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they have a Louis Vuitton store and something else. I'm like, thank God that she's working full time again. I'm like, I'm going to be in trouble.
Gary, do you have any of those wicker multicolored balls in a bowl on your coffee table from Pottery Barn by any chance?
Why would you ask me that question?
Because it seems that people that shop at Pottery Barn always have those.
So, we don't, because I hate them. They creep me out. No, I don't like how they look. They remind me like the Blair Witch Project stuff, like those little things in the woods. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like them. So, Chris, she intentionally does not have them. But at one point when we were first dating, she had like, you know, that type of decor in her apartment.
A discussion. If Gary ever comes to visit, I'm going to a blood trail leading to one of those wicker balls.
between those wicker balls and freaking Pinkerton trying to pawn off those like Mezco Freddy Kruegers every chance he gets, I'm like, stop trying to sell this creepy ass shit. Like, it's like awful, man. I don't, who wants that in their house? I know Dave's not with us, but I was talking to him yesterday and he was like opening up some new stuff he got. He's like, oh yeah, I got some Mezco. So I'm like, is Freddy part of that? He's like, oh yeah. I'm like, keep that shit there. I was like, that's awful. I was like, good luck sleeping with that thing in your toy room.
You can murder your other Mezcos.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it there.
What was I going to ask? I forget now.
A question?
Gary, I do want to ask you if while you're at Jisk's house, did he try to send you home with any decoffs with the leftovers?
Oh, before I got there, he did.
He didn't even have to go there. Hey, do you want to do
decoffs? He's like, yo, and that's just it. I think he would have given them to me to take the leftovers home in if I had needed them. I think he was just so done with it.
Oh yeah, because I think he's looking to change things up, and he's got a zillion defaults.
I got a perfect thing that you can put that pumpkin pie in. Hold on,
right? Exactly. He's like, hey, this is something. No, I dig. It was cool though. He got to see. Yeah, I got to see. Well, I'd seen it before, but you know, anytime you get to check out, like when you guys are at JD's house and stuff, and you get to see other displays, it's always pretty cool. I don't want to talk about his stuff, but his, I did the Bestas. Those things, those big ones, right? And you put like the glass door on it.
Put the glass door on it.
Yeah. Okay, I know that's what Dave did on his Mezcos and some of his stuff too. It's pretty awesome the way he's got his like double displays going, and some of the stands he's got like the vehicle representations on. It's lit really well. I'm like, it is fair. And I'm not trying to get on that bandwagon. I don't own DTOFs. I don't have a horse in that race, you know, one way or the other. But it looks so good.
The thing is that the doors that they have, and for some stupid reason, they used to have where there was no liner. No, like, you know, you'll see that they have like a lining, like a black, like 1-inch lining on the windows. So it's like takes away from like the actual view into the cabinet.
It's like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So like, but back in the day for like, I'd say 5 years ago, they had a door, a glass door you could put on a Besta. That had no lining, like it was literally all glass. And now they don't make them anymore. They only sell them in Germany. And it's like there's like a whole, I remember when me and Dave were looking into it, there was a whole kind of, you know, plead for IKEA to bring those doors back. And I guess for some reason they don't like them because they kept on breaking because they weren't as stable as the other ones or these because they kept cracking them at the edges. So.
That's
so that's why, yeah, it sucks because it's like I've seen videos where people who had collections that use those Bestas that have those glass doors that are fully glass doors, it looks pretty good. It looks really good, but like with the trim, it just kind of takes away a little bit. But you don't notice it much if you're not looking at it because it's just a 1-inch trim that's around the glass.
Yeah,
it still looks good.
So it still looks good. Yeah.
And elevating your stuff, I found the higher stuff is, the more impressive it looks, even if it's small. But so elevating DTOFs is definitely something to do. It's very, very key.
Yeah.
Bottom shelf blues.
Yeah, bottom shelf bitches. So while we're talking about shopping, what's your what are your guys' typical plans for holiday shopping? Do you save it all to the last minute? Do you accumulate stuff all year round?
I'll go first. Yeah, I'll definitely I wait until the last minute. I'm bad at it. So like I'll go that last weekend, I guess I will run around shopping for my family, trying to get something, whether it's Macy's or the mall. The mall is the perfect place for that shit. Like you go in the mall, you can just hit up like seven different stores and shop for your family real quick. And it's just, you know, it works best for me that way because I don't know what to get them. And then when I'm just there, I'll be like, yep, this is what I'm getting them. And then I'm out the door. So,
so that's how I always played it that way for the longest time. But I don't know. I feel like at least last year and this year, I think I'm ahead of the game this year for the most part.
Yeah, I do things like, oh, like, all right, this year everyone's getting kitchen stuff. So I'll hit like a kitchen store and be like, all right, mom gets that, sister gets that, brother gets that. Or, and then also if I'm going to a family gathering that will have, you know, the female family members, I always try to get the, you know, get the free hand massage at the mall where they give you the lotions and the nail file thing. So I'll get my hand massaged and I'll play them, be like, so, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll take one. I'm like, well, do you want more than one? I'm like, no, I'll think about it. And then, you know, you get your thumbnail to be shiny for like 3 months. You know how they do that? You guys ever do that? And
no.
And then they're like, well, I'll knock it down to this price. I'm like, sold. I'll buy five. You know, kind of thing. I do that a lot. Yeah, you know, but it's like sometimes you like you don't know what to get people. So, and getting older, it's like, you know, I'd rather not come home with a bunch of stuff. Like sometimes, like I don't think my family watches the show, but like I'll find stuff like that I threw in a corner of a room like 6 months later. Like, oh, here's all those tchotchkes and whatnot. So those people gave me for Christmas.
Well, so Brian, I'm kind of with you. Like it's meaning – like I don't like doing gift cards at all. I think that's kind of boring. But at the same time, it is, right? It's like at the same time, it's like I don't know. I don't need a lot of extra stuff that I don't really want either. So like I think it's partially because listen, my family's spread out. There's no children, you know, for Christina or I, or you know, she has no like young nieces or nephews. I don't have any young nieces or nephews around. So we've kind of been a bit detached from that. And with all the moving and you know, wanting family to come visit and stuff, we've kind of just agreed to, you know, we can send cards, but we put that money towards like doing a visit, you know? Right. So like my mom or sister, I'd be like, listen, just don't buy anything, save money, put it towards a plane ticket so that you guys can come, you know, whenever, right. Wherever we're at, whether it was Delaware, New York, or not down here. And that's worked out pretty well. And then Christine and I, like I said, when it's really just us, we'll make fun lists for each other, you know, try and give each other ideas on purpose. But even like this year, it's going to be relatively easy because with so much stuff and, you know, doing all the stuff to the house that we've done and we both agreed about, you know, very basic holiday this year. So I have a very easy year as far as shopping this year.
You got a hall pass. You got a hall pass.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is just kind of like, hey, just enjoy the company and stuff. And so.
I was having that same discussion with my wife, Gary, because we do like a Secret Santa type of thing with my sister-in-laws and my brother-in-laws. So like we pick out like in Thanksgiving, we pick out from a hat our names and then that's who you got. But the funny thing is that at this time, like things that we want are more than like in our limits, like our limit's $100. It's just $100. But like when you try to find something for just $100 to get somebody, it's there's not a lot, like, and especially at this age, you're looking for things that are like more than $100, you know? And it's like, and then you always, with a lot of us, just resort to like gift cards because it's like, I'll use that $100 that you give me and I'll buy this $300 item.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Knock it down to $200. But like, that's like, I feel like that's a lot of the time where, like, you know, when I want, like, for example, I'm supposed to tell some, like, we have like this community chat that we just put out what we what we're looking for or what we want. And it's like, I can't tell him like, you know, oh, I want this hot toy for like $203. Yeah. Like, you know, so like I say, okay, give me a sideshow gift card. Like, you know, and I'll use that $100 to buy that hot toy that I'm looking for.
You know, I mean, yeah, that's the other side of like a gift card is like, you know, it may be impersonal and like, oh, you put zero thought into this, you know, just bought everybody gift cards. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like Gary,
you're helping me
out. I don't want a bunch of shit that I don't want. Like, you know, people don't know what to get or whatever.
Exactly.
They fucking give you whatever. And it's like,
it's kind of like, right.
I don't want to be that guy. Like if I'm giving somebody a gift card, I don't want to be that guy that they look at and they're like, thanks. You know what I mean? Cause I decided, oh, I'm just going to get them, you know, a roll of toilet paper and some poopery or, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I bought this guy, well, I think, and, you know, some with you guys, like gift cards, like giving them doesn't always feel great. Or receiving them, but when you get to spend them, it is pretty cool,
yeah.
Right? When
they add up, that's spend it on whatever you want.
Yep. So I think that's one thing where if you know the person, you know, like you said, down like a sideshow gift card, right?
Yeah.
I've had my family get me gift certificates to some of the online stores before, whether it be like BBTS or Toy Dojo, right? And do it that way, which is also, you know, pretty cool because then it doesn't get spent on like household stuff, right? I guess it's like you give me a Target gift card, I don't know where that's gonna go, you know what I mean? it's probably not gonna go to something fun, it's probably gonna go to like a regular shopping trip with stuff,
eggs and toilet paper and
exactly.
And what Sideshow does too is like you can register your gift cards, so like once you get gift cards from Sideshow, you can put them into your account and then it'll be there. And right, so when you go check out, if you check out of any particular item later on, whatever, if it's a month or 2 months, a year later, you can go do a drop down and see what gift cards you have, and you can use it against that purchase.
So oh, that's pretty cool. Amazon does that too. Yeah,
Amazon does that too. Yeah,
you know, it's like
pretty good.
I'd almost take some PayPal credit, you know. Everything that I purchase through PayPal is something fun, you know. But, you know, occasionally I'll get a gift card. My mom and dad still give me cash sometimes, like a crisp $100 bill or something. And, you know, and I won't spend it right away. I'll save it and I'll keep it with me on my person. And then every once in a while it'll be like, you know what? I'm here to buy something, and then like sometimes you're at, like you said, like a Target or something, or at the mall to buy something that you need, but you're like, oh, wait a second, I have something here. Like I'm going to go look at something that I've been meaning to get for a while. Like I'm going to go ahead and get this with this Christmas gift, or maybe I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take myself out for a nice meal or something like that. Or you might be out hanging out with somebody and be like, oh, you know what? Tonight, I'm getting a good beer tonight, right? Or I'm getting a steak tonight, you know. And I'll always let my family know and be like, hey, you know that you gave me? This is what I got.
So, man, you're in my head, Brian. So I'll say this. I will say if I've gotten very generous Nike gift cards over the last couple of years for Christmas or birthdays. And I've loved shopping online for like shoes or, you know, designing your own on the website. So that's pretty cool. But you're right, Brian. My father's really good about doing that to us where like it's our anniversary in a couple of days. And he sent us an anniversary card and sent us, you know, $100 to go to dinner. So I always make sure we will use that money to do just that, you know, and go to dinner to someplace nice, you know, have drinks, whatever you want to do. And then to your point, I always make sure I let the person know, hey, thank you so much because we did this activity with what you gave us, you know.
And that was what I was telling my wife, like, you know, maybe the rules, if you do buy a gift card for somebody, you know, they will then have to, whatever they use it for, they have to like send a text message back to you, say, hey, thanks. This is what I use the gift card for. Thank you for, you know, giving me $100 off on this purchase.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you guys ever sent like food as gifts for people?
I do. When Father's Day rolls around, my dad's on the other side of the country. Yep. He gets a shipment from Amazon, Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, okay.
And oh, by the way, Omaha Steaks is one of those people that'll hound you if you leave shit in your cart.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, they'll...
Like, I Brian, the shit's defrosting right now. You better buy it.
No, you're right. It's like we can throw in 4 more chicken breasts to your thing, or, you know, act now. I did that with my groomsmen, you know, versus, like, some little trinkets and stuff, you know, back in my wedding.
Where'd you get them?
I sent them a steak package to their house. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Like the whole meal and stuff from Omaha Steaks, just to do something different. But those of you guys who have been to Chicago, you know, that Lou Malnati's pizza, you can get sent to there. The Portillo's I've done for my father. He loves, like, the Chicago Italian beef sandwiches and stuff. So that's been a good win of where you can, you know, order it and have it sent straight to them. And
I never sent food as a gift.
Me either.
Yeah, this goes over pretty good. I've done the Omaha Steaks for my family members also, with, like, the whole meals, you know what I mean? And they basically can easily cook, like, you know, 2 or 3 fancy meals with all the stuff with it. So it's a little different, at least, you know. It's like,
and for those of you guys with lady companions, I highly recommend getting gift cards to their salon that they frequent.
Is that how you do it?
Well, no, it turns out to be a really good gift, because it's not cheap being pretty.
Nope.
That's all I gotta say.
Nope. Yeah, so, nope.
You know, and they might be interested in splurging on themselves for that one particular trip, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. My mom does that. Like, my mom will get my wife a gift card at her salon, and like, so she can, you know, get a discount the next time she goes and does her hair or something like that. But, well, yeah, it's hard. Like,
so much a discount, but get some extra highlights, or
get some
more sparkly things on your nails or whatever.
Exactly. But, you know, that's
how Brian drops hints, you know, when he's interested in someone. Here's 5 personal training sessions.
Oh, goodness.
This you gave me a good idea to get Dave next time. I'll just go get it to his barber and get some highlights from him.
There you go. Oh, dude, we'd all have to chip in for his barber bill, I'm sure. For crying out loud, man.
I find it hard, like, with my wife, with how many years we've been together. It's like, you know, trying to figure out, because typically we get what we want, like, right away. So it's like trying to find that thing that she wants for her. And she's a December baby. So I gotta get, like, you know, tough. I can't combine gifts. Like, you know, it's like, if I was looking to spend, I'm just putting numbers out there. If I was looking to spend $1,000 on a birthday gift and $1,000 on a Christmas gift, I can't get her a $2,000 gift and say, hey guys, hey babe, this is your, no, can't do that. No.
So you have a birthday done, but
I don't like that.
Yeah, our anniversary is the 6th of December. I didn't think that through very well. So anniversary on the 6th.
Yeah.
And then, but I earned some good points last year, because we did a overnight trip, like, in Manhattan, the city, because it was our 5-year. And then I surprised her when we went to the Louis store, and it was one of those, you know, we were looking at something, and then just looking, and I was like, oh, I knew which one she wanted. And I was like, you can get it. You know, I had budgeted for it. So
I think that carried me a little bit. But. It's just hard. And, like, you can, so much jewelry you can buy, you know, for your significant
other. Yes. So you can only wear so much, right?
Before she looks, before she starts looking like a chandelier. So it's like.
That's funny. That is funny,
but it's hard. Like, this time around, I got some ideas. So hopefully I you know, they deliver. But always find it hard trying to shop for her. And I'm sure it's the same with me with regards to her. Like, anything I want, I buy right away. So it's like, what the hell am I going to get him? So. That turns, and then, like, you know, She's not, like, she doesn't know Optimus Prime from fucking, you know, a Hatchimal.
Maybe she can get you a new transmission for Christmas.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wait, well, again? That, like,
I don't know. No. No.
I was going to say, didn't you just have it in the shop for that? It's not that long ago?
It's still there. One is still working. Don't give, stop it, Brian.
Dude,
I don't need that voodoo on me, man.
Yeah.
maybe a side passenger rearview mirror. Maybe that.
Dude, you'll never fix it otherwise. You might as well.
Nah, never, never. Fucking garage.
I pass section like that. I don't know.
I've wondered, do garages even offer gift certificates? It's weird. Like
parking? Parking
garages? You can't.
No, like a.
No, like repair shops.
Yeah.
Oh, like a repair shop.
They do actually. A lot of them do. They do really do, JD. They absolutely do, like certificates and gift cards, believe it or not.
Wait
a minute.
I can imagine if you go to Ford Services, yeah, they can probably give you a gift card.
Of course, dude. I'll find some way to do it.
Although, can I use this lube job gift certificate in other places?
I was gonna say it might not appeal to a very select few, but you know, some of those places that do like the car wash books or you know.
Uh-huh.
The passes there for the car wash places, if you don't like to do it yourself, or work out pretty nicely too for people.
Huh. All right. Well, does that do it for us?
I might do it for today.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. That's cool. Stay tuned. We're on next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And then we're on the week after that.
Correct.
And then
we're off the next 2 weeks, yeah. Because okay, I think the 24th is obviously Christmas Eve, and then
right.
And then New Year's Eve. Right? I think Tuesday is New Year's Eve. Yeah,
that's right. All right. Yep. So 3 more weeks, that'll get us to 99, and then the big 100 will be
the 7th. Yep.
Sweet. Yeah, and I think hopefully we should have the full crew back then.
Do we got enough spots? Enough spots. Sorry, Alex, no room.
I think we might have Jose and Dave both back, so that'll be good.
Excellent, excellent. Look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All righty. So let's tell some people where we're at. Gary, why don't you go first?
Awesome. Yeah, Gary Allen in the Facebook groups, and I don't really do anything on Instagram, but kind of lurk and watch. But yeah, hit me up on Facebook. That's cool. That'll work.
Speaking of Instagram, Supergirl's back. I'm very glad to see that. Brighten my day. Thank you very much. All right, Tom, where can I find you?
You can find me in the groups, Dominic Grasso, and here Tuesday nights with you guys. And enjoy your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping, and be safe out there. You know, don't get anybody run over you by, you know, in those long lines or customer service. Dude, I like just customer service alone. There's some funny ass stories about people getting angry and just yelling their faces off because they're just, you know, not getting the service that they require. It's so funny, dude. Like,
don't they know they could have just saved themselves trouble and bought it online?
Oh, dude, it's just like I just love just like going to customer service and just listening to some people argue about like some bullshit that mm-hmm. they bought and they just want to return it and it's like half used and sometimes the store manager doesn't give a fuck, but then when they actually do give a fuck and they say no to you, it's like it's just let like give me the popcorn and let me sit down and enjoy the show because it's funny sometimes.
I was in line at the Target customer service counter yesterday, and there is actually a kid there with a name tag said Anakin.
Mm.
Yeah, and his coworkers are like, "Hey, Anakin, what's?" I'm like, "What?
What?
Seriously?"
Did you whisper to him, saying, "I know you killed those younglings"?
I know what you did.
Oh man, JD, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me every Tuesday with you gentlemen. Tomorrow night, all new Figure Banging.
Woohoo!
Figure.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Find me Pigment Surgery on Instagram, Xbox Live, and also at Shelf Gravy on Instagram and Facebook. There's a new post up. Go give us a follow and check it out. Just having some Star Wars fun.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook group, Sat Brinklies on Instagram, many nights on this channel. And I want to give a special shout out to my high school alma mater, St. Peter's of Jersey City, won their state championship last Friday.
Hooray.
And or is that Saturday? I can't remember now. And they finished up number one in the state. So good job, guys.
Cool.
All right. And that does it. As soon as I find the button. Where's the button?
There it
Hit
is.
The button. Hit that button, Brian.
Say it with me now. Really?